then hopefully you understand, then you know how to do it. Because this only came to me before I come. About 5 something, I started to be at this the reflection as to how to let you all understand what mindfulness is, how to develop the silent mind, to develop the concentration. So when I explain this one, it will be very easy and very clear. Then there will be no more doubt, then you will know. Basically, you can hear me, because there is no mic, the mics are all in the back. You see, this is the human being. This is what the living being or the human being is all about. So, I draw this as a human body and a consciousness inside it, okay? So this is what they call the form, the physical form, or root form, and this is the mind, and all the consciousness that is trapped inside this body, okay? This form and mind is what the Buddha says, the five aggregates that you always heard of, nama, rupa, okay? So this is the mental part, is called nama, and this one becomes the five aggregates of form and mind, okay? This is the one that creates consciousness. This is the one that creates perception, allow you to, that's why this mind can perceive, can think, can become conscious, and can feel. Whenever this thing arises, your mind is no longer aware. You already create the thought. And these are the content together with all the aggregates of mind. Like I said, the Buddha said, all these aggregates, moment to moment, you can feel them. You can be conscious of them, you can feel them, you can perceive them, you can be aware of the activity. Provided you have this silent mind with inner awareness. When you are silent and aware, you are automatically mindful and sensitive. Understand? When you silent means what? You don't feel, you don't perceive, you don't think, you don't even become conscious of anything. Understand? You see, awareness means you are aware of all the senses. Understand? Means it can be at the hearing, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, or even just awareness. But the moment you become conscious, this one, you can only be conscious of one thing at a time. Either you are conscious of your seeing consciousness, when you see something, or you are conscious of your hearing consciousness, taste, tactile, smell, and thought process. So when you become conscious, your awareness, your total awareness, shrink to one of the sense organs. That's how they create through perception. Then your memory, your views and opinion will react to what you perceive. Then from there, you start to think. This is how you become heedless. When thought arises, heedlessness arises. There will be moment of activity of mind. You either think, react, perceive, or feel, and your mind stirs. That's how you become heedless. So later when you travel on the path, if you are able to be silent and mindful, you will be able to be very attentively to observe around what people do. Those who talk, most of them are not aware, not mindful, because unless they have cultivated concern. Like now I talk to you, but I'm fully aware. From inside, it can manifest outside. And the awareness is totally different. Because this awareness is from the nature. Nothing to do with the senses. The moment the senses come in, it makes contact, consciousness come out already. The aggregates of mind come out already. This is the one that makes you see this. This is the one that makes you think. That makes you emotional. Make you create all the, what they call, meaning to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, and what you tactile feel and think. So this is where heedlessness easily catch hold. But the moment you are silent with inner awareness, there is no thought, then this heedfulness is there, attentiveness is there. Understand? Then when you travel, what you do is, you just silent. Don't try to perceive anything, don't try to think or do anything. Then you see what happens. Then that silent mind is able to be with all the phenomena. Like the moving car, the passing scenery, the view, whatever. the words on. You just be with the thing. But the moment you perceive, you are locked. You are actually, you are not shrink into that perception. That's not. Then you are lost in activity. Means your mind is preoccupied with what you perceive, and your memory tell you, then you are lost. That's why when you are just silent, no perception, nothing, you just flow with everything that comes by. When you are attentive long enough, that awareness will see how you function as a human being, how your mind arrives, how it starts to perceive, how it starts to become what it is, how it's conditioned into negativity, how it's conditioned into joy, happiness, sorrow, and lamentation. All this will come. Then you will see the aggregate arising, passing away, arising, passing away. And all these are like the nature didn't do anything, it just went. And then you start to understand the Buddha's teaching. Then you can be very sensitive. Every part of your physical, whatever sensation, feeling, activity, every part you can feel it on. Just the awareness has the ability to feel. Then all of the phenomena open outside, you will see it very clearly. But when you are heedlessly thinking, planning, worrying, and lost in thought, you never see anything. So this is what you need to understand. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So from now,
yeah.